The brisk February breeze rattled leafless branches. Alexander found her perched on an aged wooden bench at the edge of the green. He examined her from afar, spinning his walking stick idly across his palm and knuckles as he did so. She was no beauty, but there was some quality to her countenance which intimated keen intensity and sharp intellect. Her glossy black hair was tied high on her head, restrained with a deep blue ribbon. Almost impatiently, she had tucked the loose curls around her face behind her ears. As he approached, she stood and turned to face him. She had delicate rose-colored lips, a pert nose and high cheekbones, all set in a round, pale face. Not ordinarily pale, he thought, as was the fashion, but pale with strain. Her cheeks had been burned bronze by the sun, so the pallor had little to do with indoor confinement or lemon juice. And, saints forfend, she was without a bonnet. Alexander wondered idly if the remainder of her skin was as white as her face. From the base of her chin downward, her body was concealed by various bits of clothing. Several rows of tiny red stitches crawled across her dress and spencer like so many centipedes. Despite her dishabille, the mystery woman was a lady. Her shoulder carriage was proud, the curve of her neck graceful. She stood straight and confident, but the frame of her body suggested dejection and sadness. Stiff, halting movements, unsuccessfully masked, indicated injury. Tallish, svelte, and ruffled, she reminded him vaguely of an emaciated sparrow. Alexander was curious when she made no remark on his scrutiny. The paradoxical package she presented spelled trouble. Clever blue eyes, a tangle of black hair, and a distinct air of inscrutability. Yes, trouble was the precise word for the woman standing before him. Alexander bowed with mock formality. Your servant, miss. Why didn't those men follow me? The woman met his look with cool confidence, but he read fear and accusation in the azure depths. He chuckled. Abandoning the pleasantries, I see. I am not here for a pleasant interlude, my lord. I sought you out because you are unpleasant. How uncommonly provocative, miss. Pardon me, but I do not believe we have been properly introduced. I am, of course, Alexander Heath, Viscount Ellis, at your service. He bowed again, this time with the exaggerated elaboration of a courtier. Exasperation colored Penelope's cheeks. Penelope Brooke, she said, bobbing up and down like a cork. Excellent. You may proceed with your insults, Miss Brooke.